Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy. What's going on? It's Emeka here, and today we're going to talk about how to use OPM, right? What is OPM? OPM stands for Other People's Money. And just to start off, right? I don't necessarily ever recommend relying solely on other people's money. And what I mean by that is if you think that you can get into a deal with none of your money, yes, it is possible. But I don't recommend it because if you don't have a dollar to put into your own deal, or if you don't have 50 cents, right? I'm just being, dramatic at this point when it comes to the little amounts of change. Why would other people put money in if you can't put money in yourself? Or it makes you look like you don't believe in your own deal, right? I got into one of my first big deals with no money in, and I felt weird because, we're bringing in money from so many different people, but the fact that I wasn't able to do it myself, it just didn't feel right, right? And that's one thing I wish I changed. Granted, I do still put my own effort, my sweat equity in, right? My hard work does not go unnoticed. However, using OPM is very crucial when it comes to real estate because a lot of people just don't have thousands and thousands of dollars to do these deals. A lot of people have great ideas. A lot of people have great business plans, but if we don't have the money, you can't close. The beautiful thing about real estate is it truly takes a team. It truly takes a team. It's not smart to go it alone, and if you do go alone, you will not go faster than someone who has a team. And I can promise you that, right? I know people who do it alone, they're successful, they do have their own deals. But then they will get tapped out, right? With a team, you have a little bit more resources, a little bit more capital, typically, because you have, more than one person. So OPM, other people's money, is so important. Now, how do you receive OPM, right? Why would someone give you money? And that's one of the things I want to talk about. And that's one of the things I want to strategize about with you. Because number one, let's say someone's asking you for money to put in their deal or their business, right? What are the questions that you are going to be coming up with, right? What is your first thought? I'll stop so you can think about it. Wait for why, right? Right? That has to be the first thing. Why do you want my money, or why should I give you my money? And that's where we need to articulate the idea slash business plan to our investors so we have less issues and less questions from investors whenever they're thinking about giving us the money so we can close the deal, right? Because honestly, we are investing in deals, that's obvious. But the main thing I want to focus when it comes to raising money from other people is we are investing in people. Who are you? What have you done? What have you done to prove yourself and prove to others that you're worthy of not only receiving money, but you're capable of executing the business plan? You're capable from going from start to finish with no hiccups. And if you do have hiccups, you have these backup plans. You know exactly what to look out for, and you mitigated all aspects of risk that you can possibly think of. And as long as you're articulating that correctly and well, and the returns for investors make sense, 9 times out of 10, it's hard for them to say no, right? If they like the deal, if they have the money to spend, if they have, you know, trust and faith in you, there's no reason that people should say no, right? The only time that people say no is if they have maybe a better deal that they were looking for, or the money that they're saving, or the money that they're waiting to use for investments, it's for a particular investment. But you, as the operator, you, as the owner and the CEO of your business, you have to know who to go to. So, when it comes to OPM, using other people's money, number one, you have to strategically know whose money you want to use, right? You just can't go to some random Joe Schmo and say, hey, I got this deal. You can make a 20% return on your money. Invest with me. I'm a great guy. And no, it just doesn't work like that. You need to be putting in the work before you have the deal. You should be putting in the work during the due diligence of the deal. You need to be putting in the work after the deal. And one of the best things that you can do in order to receive other people's money, and it's frowned upon by some, I don't know why, but social media, right? We are investing in people. You never know who's watching. And if you're able to get random people to give you money after you've met with them at least once or twice, then you are golden and you are starting to bring in and have your own investors and your own network, right? For me, right, I didn't have that. I didn't have that, but I was able to use my partner's resources. I was able to use my social media so people know what I'm doing, they know what I value, they know what I focus on, and they know what I'm spending my time on. So, and if I'm going to be using other people's money, why should they give me the money? That's the main focus that I want everyone to think about, right? So, capital raising. Whenever you are raising capital, you need to be clear as day. You need to be transparent and you need to be honest. Honest is the best advice I can give because no one knows everything. No one knows everything, right? So don't act like it. Don't be a know-it-all. If you don't know something, say it. Then write it down and find the answer and then go back to that investor who had that random question that you didn't know. That would be crucial for them. So you have to be knowledgeable, but you don't need to know everything. You know, there's books out there about, you know, raising capital and getting into deals with low and no money down. It's absolutely the truth. And using other people's money is essential. But you have to realize, and the number one thing I want you to realize is and ask yourself, why should people give me money? So I have 26 units here in Lakeland. I have a rental in Kansas that I'm selling, and I did two extra deals before that. And on every single deal, besides two deals, I had help to close that deal from other investors, and I gave them a return. How was I able to do that? Well, I'm going to give you a real life example. Number one, my very first deal, I did it alone. I documented the whole thing. I told the world about my successes and my failures, and I told people what I would do differently. And I also told people one of my biggest mistakes and my regrets, right? Well, I hate to say regret because I have no regrets because I am where I am today due to the actions I did in the past. But I told people what I would recommend them doing if they were in my shoes in a similar scenario. Right. And why is that important for this? Why is that important? Why, Emeka, why are you telling me about this deal that you didn't even use other people's money? And this whole podcast is about raising capital from other people. Well, I'm telling you that because that's the proof. That's the concept. People know what I did. They saw the numbers if they asked, right? You know, I was very transparent. I'm an open book. So not only did they saw what I did, but they saw that I wasn't perfect, right? Like, wow, like he was just giving it all. He was telling me everything. He told me he was detailed. He know what his mistakes were. Well, if I know what my mistakes were for that deal, then theoretically, right, I should avoid those same mistakes for the next deal. Why is that important? That means I'm learning. That means I'm learning as I go. And other people will see that. Other people will see that. You know, I'm posting on YouTube. Everyone, the world can see it if they just look it up. So people are seeing and watching me grow in each phase of my life with these developments. And why is that important? Because people are seeing that not only since 2020 have I been sticking with real estate and I've been documenting it and I've been learning from it. And not only have I been learning from it, I've been avoiding the same mistakes twice. Well, I'm documenting, I'm telling the world about it. So people trust me because when people are talking to me, they know that they can trust me because I come from experience. And now that I come from experience, now that I'm talking with people about that experience and those lessons learned, well, now whenever they're thinking about giving me money, what's in their heads? What's in their heads is, okay, now Emeka, he's been transparent. He doesn't mind telling me all the nitty-gritty details, and he's not only showing me the highlights, but I do not like resume people. What is a resume person? Well, what happens whenever you're applying for a job, you have to give them your resume. And what does a resume show? Well, the resume is just a highlight of your life, right? It's a highlight of your skills. It's a highlight of the experiences you had, the things that you've done, and it shows everything that you have and everything that makes you worthy of getting that next job. It's kind of like social media. It just shows all the good stuff. But real estate, there is good stuff. There's a lot of good stuff, but there's a whole lot of bad stuff. Bad contractors lost money, contractors leaving the job site, random people showing up the house, homeless people. You name it. So when people are seeing that you are able to adjust to the random things that happen in real estate and the unpredictable, then now if someone's giving you $100,000, they know that even if something bad happens, like a hurricane, that Emeka knows how to manage that. He knows how to manage all the risks, all the uncertainties. And he knows how to allocate all of that money correctly to make sure that my money and my asset is protected. So at the end of the deal, when we go full cycle, I'm gonna get my money back. And not only get my money back, I'm gonna have the return I'm looking for, whether it's 20%, 8%, that's all determined at the beginning. So using OPM is crucial. Getting OPM is hard. And how do you get OPM? By being transparent, by telling the world what you want to do, and being human. No one is perfect. We are investing in people and deals. People and deals. So if you're going to be giving your own money to somebody, what would you want to know and what would you be looking for? And that's how you should be thinking about this, right? Whenever you have a deal, right, then you don't have the money. You need to know exactly who you need to go to and why you're going to that person. Because OPM is valuable. People work hard for that M, for that money. So make sure you're very strategic. A lot of people ask, what comes first, the deal or the money? And there's no right or wrong answer. If you don't have the deal, the money won't come. If you don't have the money, you can't close the deal. So they go hand in hand. So you should be working with those simultaneously in order to, so you should be figuring out both. You need to be figuring out both and know beforehand, typically, who is interested in what, right? So whenever you're using other people's money, you need to log a bunch of people, your network, LinkedIn friends, Facebook friends, Instagram, anyone you came in contact with in a network. Document all these people that you've ever talked to in regards to real estate and their interests, and then you need to figure out what they're looking for. Because when it comes to raising capital and gaining money from other people, you need to know what they want to give their money to, right? If there's someone who wants to focus on investing in circuses because they think it's going to come back, and you come back with a multifamily sixplex and ask them for their money to invest, don't get mad when they say no because you didn't pay attention to what they were looking for. So you need to make sure that you know exactly what your investors want and the people that you're asking money from. You need to make sure that you know what their buy criteria is, you know what their investment criteria is, because time is the most valuable thing that we have. We don't get time back. Time waits for no one. So if you're going to be taking someone else's time for something that they felt you should already have known, that's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you. It's going to make them not want to invest in the future because maybe they're thinking you don't pay attention to details. If you don't pay attention to things I tell you, how am I going to know or how am I going to trust you on paying attention to the little details in your underwriting or the little things, the permits and all the different impact fees that go into a new development project, right? There's these little things that you should always be thinking of. And to end, I'm going to end on this, right? Make every action, every step, every thought process, everything you say, everything you do, make sure you're doing with purpose and be intentional, right? When you're posting on social media, be intentional. Make sure there's a purpose. When you're walking, or excuse me, when you're going to a multifamily meetup, real estate meetup, business meetup, be intentional. When you're engaging into these other investors, entrepreneurs, go in there with a purpose. Walk in with your chest high, know what you want, be detailed, be strategic, and make sure you're knowledgeable on whatever you need money for. Because if you sound knowledgeable, if you look the part, and if you talk the talk and walk the walk, everyone's going to be giving you money. Stay ready, my friends. Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe and tune in next week so you can hear another one. So if you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, I'm based here in Central Florida. Reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friend.